This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Well, last week was a really tough week for the world of journalism. David Carr, Ned Colt, Bob Simon all passed away. Jon Stewart announced he'll leave The Daily Show. Even though that's a more of a comedy show, there was a lot of journalism in it, I think. Mm-hmm. And Brian Williams was suspended from his job as anchor of the NBC Nightly News. Jasmine, do you think that's still a big deal, the Nightly News? The viewership is a fraction of what it used to be for any of those programs.
Yeah, that's true. But this is still a really big deal because of the prominence of Brian Williams, and even in pop culture. I mean, his face is everywhere. And maybe that was part of the problem because he became such a personality on television outside of the news. But, I know personally, I care because I'm a journalist, but also the generation that seems to care a lot, my parents' generation, they're very upset about what happened with Brian Williams. And I'm not sure where this will go because there's a lot of money behind Brian Williams. They're paying him a lot to be on TV. And now he's going to be suspended without pay. So this is something that's really big. They had to come across strong here, NBC did, because when he took himself off the desk, he said he was leaving for a week. Right. Well, NBC had to do something. Mm-hmm. They had to put their foot down because they seemed weak in that position. I don't know where they're going to go from here. I feel like maybe they're trying out people for the next 6 months. And Lester Holt is an obvious person that could fill that seat.
Well, when you said that there's a lot of money here, that's correct, because like you said, Brian Williams is very popular, which means he draws an audience, and that means NBC can charge more for the commercials that mm-hmm. run during the nightly news. So there is a lot of money at stake here, and anyone who does replace him even for the next 6 months has got to be able to prove they have that sort of likability factor and that they can draw in the audience. Something, Rich, yeah. As a newspaper person, you probably didn't face as much.
No, I there's that old phrase, you have a face made for radio. Mm-hmm. Maybe uh-huh. I had one for print. it's certainly not quite the same. Although there have been plenty of journalists who have plagiarized a big name. Bob Green was at the Chicago paper a few years back, and they did. What's his name? Mitch Albom with the Detroit newspaper, who wrote all those books, Breakfast with Maury, et cetera. He was caught plagiarizing, I think, from himself, but still. So, I mean, there have been instances. This is different, obviously, where he made something up. I'd say that's probably the closest. And some of them come back, and then some of them kind of do. I think maybe this is something different because he was in your front room. And I think that's that's the power, but that's also the responsibility mm-hmm. that the anchorman has.
He was sort of the, the face of mm-hmm. NBC
right.
News, right?
Right?
And
yes.
So if the face of your news organization is someone who exaggerates stories,
exactly.
there's a lot of damage potentially done to network's credibility.
Well, and you can look at the old phrase, Walter Cronkite, the most trusted man in America. You're certainly not going to say that now about Brian Williams. I don't know if he can come back from this. They say he's suspended for 6 months. I will be curious as to whether he comes back in 6 months because this is a pretty damning thing to occur. If you're even though let's face it, most of the time he's just a news reader.
Mm-hmm.
The anchor man, yeah, they do every once in a while, they go out in the field and they do all this stuff. And maybe that was part of the frustration, is that, we all know how Geraldo used to kind of try to get out there and do things. And of course, he's still on the air and he had one story several years ago where he claimed he was in Afghanistan and he could hear the bombs, but actually was on a mountain that was in another country. These things have occurred in the past. Brian Williams, like you said, he was the face of a network. This is going to be a tough one for him to overcome.
And I'm really curious about how they're going to deal with it and what's going to come out of this, because it'll set precedent for other people in this business. He's probably not the first to exaggerate something,
sure.
But he was caught. right? So how many other people are out there who where things might come up about their backstories now? And in this particular situation, we're talking about what they're calling Choppergate, which is that he was in a helicopter and that he was shot at by an RPG, I believe is what he said, later to find out that the people, the soldiers that were involved, well, the helicopter apparently was not shot at by an RPG. Yeah. Later it came out possibly there was gunfire that may have hit the helicopter, but certainly not looking down the barrel of a of cannon or something like right. that. So it's going to be really interesting to see where they go from here. And now they've been looking into some of the other stories that he's been talking about.
Like his Hurricane Katrina coverage has been scrutinized. And I mean, again, between that and then before the show, before we were talking now, today we were laughing about some of the memes that he's been in.
Oh yeah,
where people are kind of force gumping him into all of these historic photos and things like that. I don't know how you come back when you become a national joke in some ways, and that's he's kind of on the edge of being that figure, and it's going to be tough. Maybe they bring him back doing special reports, kind of
throwing him out into the field,
yeah, putting him in the field. You know, kind
I
of.
I don't know that that's his forte, though.
Mm-hmm.
He struck
no.
me as being more of a pretty boy talking head anchor, and then of course the personality showing up on all these
sure.
late night talk shows, etc.
Hip hop on.
So maybe he's better for some sort of daytime talk show.
That's
rather
true.
than getting back into the news seriously, because he seems more like a personality than a reporter. I mean, can either of you think of any really hard-hitting investigative type of report that he did over the years?
I can't recall anything
that's
investigative.
No, it's not like Dan Rather, who covered the Kennedy assassination. Or,
right. or Walter Cronkite, you know, came up through
World War II.
And through UPI.
Right.
Whereas I think a lot of these anchors now just come up through the TV ranks, and maybe they don't have that hard news experience that anchors of the past had.
Yeah.
You know, when the big news stories hit, they drop the anchor out into the field, and there's several field producers that are working under them. They're collecting the information. They're feeding that information to the news anchor. So I mean, at least that happens in the bigger networks. So it's no surprise to me that he hasn't really gotten his feet wet in a long time. But the stories that he has been dropped into, now these are coming out and going, people are saying, was any of this true?
Right, when he said there's a dead body outside his window in New Orleans. Yeah.
Right, and some people are saying, you know, there's been some research into that story because he said that, yeah, he indeed had seen a body float by his hotel in New Orleans. And some pictures have just recently come out where someone staying in the hotel that week had snapped pictures of there was indeed like a foot of water outside.
Right.
But that's witness testimony too, because
sure.
other people who were in that area said, no, there's no way that could have happened. So who knows? And he, you know, Brian Williams said, "I'm sorry, I misremembered something." I think people may have forgiveness. I don't know.
I don't know. And again, that's kind of a non-apology apology. Mm-hmm. One of those. I mean, he didn't say, "I'm sorry if you were offended."
Yeah.
Which is the best non-apology. But yeah, I mean, I misremembered. I mean, I don't know. Maybe when you were talking about how he doesn't get out in the field, you know, he's more of a reader, pretty boy. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's why he felt obliged to do this, is that he felt, you know, that he didn't have the right bona fides and he was trying to pump himself up so that he, you know, he did seem like he was more of that, you know, in the field. I was out there just like Cronkite, you know, that kind of thing. And that's too bad if he felt that he had to do that in order to have people respect him.
Yeah. Well, I can see, you know, networks don't want to put their main faces in danger anymore.
No.
But maybe they need to consider that they do have to go out and do some stories.
Do some actual reporting
right.
so they truly understand what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, I need to wrap things up here. We're running out of time. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.